I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, please? Here.
Here.
Bona?
Here.
Committeemember Ellen Paul?
Here.
Committeemember Jesse Phillips?
Here.
Okay, if we could please stand for a moment of silence and then face the flag. Have the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Didn't realize it was election time already. Surprise, surprise.
That's right.
So that's the first item of business.
So it can go a couple of different ways. It's basically based on nominations. So someone can make a nomination, and if there are any other ones, the voting can go one of two ways. If it's just one nomination, it's aye or nay. But if we've got a couple of nominations on the floor, what happens when I call your name is you'll just say the name of the person of who you'd like to vote for. You can open the floor for nominations. The nomination does need a second. If there's no more, then we would just go on to vote aye or nay. And then the same thing for vice chairperson. Take nominations. If there's multiple, that's fine. I can poll you on them and go from there.
Okay. So I'd like to open the floor to nominations.
And you can nominate and vote for yourself. So just throwing that out there.
I nominate Tom Bagnini to remain as chairperson.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations?
I'll second it.
Okay. Vice Chairperson Johnson?
Aye.
Chairperson Bagnini?
Aye.
Committeemember Bavona?
Aye.
Committeemember Phillips?
Aye.
Committeemember Paul?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Okay. Now we have nominations for Vice Chairman. Open for nominations.
I'll nominate Elaine to remain as Vice Chairman.
I'll second.
Is that okay?
I'll second.
Anybody else? Okay.
Any more? None?
Committeemember Phillips?
Aye.
Committeemember Paul?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Johnson?
Aye.
Committeemember Bavona?
Aye.
Chairperson Bagnini?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys.
That was easy.
Do we have any input from the public? No, if the one wants to speak. Got a lot of public here tonight. Is this free food or something?
Not that I'm aware.
There's a lot of cars in the parking lot. So.
That might be staff parking up front, to be fair.
Review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yeah.
The last meeting's minutes?
Oh, yeah. If y'all have any issues, you make a motion and go ahead and approve. Or if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
I'll make a motion to approve last month.
I'll second it.
Committee Member Phillips?
Aye.
Committee Member Paul?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Johnson?
Aye.
Committee Member Bavona?
Aye.
Chairperson Bagnini?
Aye. And so item 502, Public Works Department.
That is a typo. That I had Public Works Department on the agenda, and I apologize for that. It's not the Public Works Department, so my apologies for that inconsistency.
What department is it?
Looks like finance.
It's finance.
But we're a team.
Okay.
Yeah, the city's a team.
We're a team. Okay, I think everybody was handed out this year-to-date report here. This report contains the selected and essential accounts for be operating for the landscape and streetlights and the basics that cover the TLBD. There's not really anything in here that was an anomaly or anything out of the ordinary. It was pretty much business as usual. This brings us through the first quarter of fiscal year 19. So it's almost 3 months of activity. We find that there's usually a delay in the invoicing because our fiscal year is September 30th. So we kind of freeze everything at September 30. And then invoices for October tend to get paid in October and November. So September will be a heavy month as we are kind of, you know, in October, we'll still be paying September invoices. So that's, we've got almost represented about 25% here of the budget. I don't know if anyone has any questions about any of this item here, but we are, you know, there's not any unfavorable variances that we're seeing coming along. The maintenance fund started the year. If y'all have your budget books from, you know, when we passed the budget in September, originally we were projecting that the TLBD would have about $209,000 because we were just basing it on the fiscal year 18's budget at that time. But this is not an audited number, but it's going to be closer to about $223,000. So starting the year with $223,000, and we are presently budgeted to appropriate about $30,000. So there's a few, you know, projects that are identified. And in the capital fund, we've still got, again, that we didn't budget anything for a capital project for this year, but the money exists should the need arise. Similarly, when we did the budget, we anticipated that the debt service fund might start the year with about almost $73,000. Mm-hmm. But because do y'all recall the $50,000 in capital that we had appropriated? A lot of that was not utilized. So we're actually starting the year with about $111,000 in that capital fund. So sufficient monies exist should, you know, any issues come up with fountains or, you know, if y'all would come up with any sort of suggestion or ideas for wholesale landscape issues. So that's kind of where we're at with fund balance. And then the paper you have there shows kind of where we're at with this year's operating budget. And I think that's about all I have to say. And I would like to introduce Guy Myers. He's going to be taking... discussing 503. And also I wanted to introduce you to Annetta Barton. They have just recently come on staff. And Guy, tell me your title again.
I'm construction project manager, but I work across all the departments. I work with finance, public works, community development, everything. So they thought that I would be a good choice for urban beautification because I'm working with all the groups. And I'm good with contract management. My background is construction management. I've been in construction for about 30 years. So that's my goal, is to come in and kind of get our contracts in line and get our scopes and get all our stuff kind of nice and neat and work with our contractors and just get our services in really good order. So I've familiarized myself with the TLBD assessment district. I've spent a lot of time with our contractor. Brightview is the prime contractor that does most of the work in there. I've traveled through the district and looked at the condition of the islands and the entrances and the monuments and things, and we're in pretty good shape. There's some areas that we may suggest some improvements. There's some grass that's in decline, so there's some minor improvements that we want to suggest that we can look at. But overall, it's in pretty good shape. Barring any input from anybody else, I've had some contact with a couple residents, and overall, they've been positive. They thought it looks pretty good. There was a sightline issue that I think it was Glen Eagle. There was a sightline issue, and we trimmed it there, and the gentleman was pleased with that. So overall, I think we're in pretty good shape, so.
So are you going to monitor the Winter Springs Boulevard, and if you see something happening, notify the city and, you know, build up whatever we need to do? And if it's minor, you take care of it, and if it's major, you come before the board and...
Yes, absolutely. It's, and that's the nice thing, is it's all mine. I've got access to the Public Works crews that can do it with utilities, so they can do repairs where we wouldn't have to contract out, so we can save money. Where, let's say, an irrigation repair or something that's on a larger scale that we can do in-house for less money with our own forces. So that's, like I said, going across all the departments, I've got access to pretty much everything. I've got the contractors that are working for us with me on urban beautification, and then I've got the staff in all the departments to help support as well.
And as far as plant selection, are you familiar with the foliage, the different types of foliage we have, so you know what plants go where and the sun and the pH and all that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yes. And what we're trying to do is standardize and get things that are hardy and that are going to have a long life. Because, like I said, I spent a lot of time going up and down Winter Springs Boulevard because it's kind of the gateway to the whole community. And the biggest thing that I saw was that grass. And can you tell me, how do you say that? Takaleka.
There's some of the ornamental grasses that are planted or been there for probably years now that are in kind of full shade that really need to be in full sun, so it's kind of a wrong plant, wrong place. So you've identified some of those. And actually, what we've done with our designer is we put together a plant palette.
I'm sorry, can you come to the mic and introduce yourself for the record, please? I'm sorry, y'all.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Enright. I'm the branch manager for Brightview. And this is George Ochoa. He's the account manager. So what we did is, working with our designer, we put together a standard plant palette of items that basically we looked at what's doing good, what's not doing good, and provided that to guys. So it's kind of a standard template of trees, plants, ground cover, stuff like that that's going to be hardy, can take the cold if we get a cold snap, does good in shade, does good in sun. And we've listed those and just made it very user-friendly so that if it's something that they want to adopt across the city, they can, but especially in TLBD, we can kind of just, we've got a lot of different material throughout there, and some of it's doing very well and some of it's not. So I think it's good to kind of maybe take a step back, maybe simplify it a little bit, and go with the stuff that we know is doing well.
It's been a couple of years now, but we were talking about replacing some normally sturdy plants, and they weren't that old. And I've had my property here since 89. I've planted plants that have lasted, you know, 9, 15, 20 years. And there's never seemed to be a problem, but they died on the same plants on the median. And so I was informed that it's because I'm using well water and the median uses the recycled water. And there's a whole pH problem that's basically you can't do anything about, because it's constant every time you water it. And so I was told that the plants usually last about 3 years, and that's the most you're going to get out of them as long as we use that recycled water. So when you say hardy plants, they have to be hardy to resist, you know, unnatural water.
I haven't had a lot of experience or a lot of negative effects with the reclaim. A lot of the stuff that I've seen there is stuff that probably shouldn't have been put in the location it's in. And this goes back probably a couple years, and decisions were made and
yeah, that's always
kind of history at this point, but some of the stuff that's failing, there's a reason that it's failing. I wouldn't contribute it as much to the water as to more of its location.
Yeah, what plants are those? Do you?
So there's some in Island One that I can think of right off the top of my head, right when you get past the, I think it's just right past where the fountains are in Median One, there's some variegated ginger that's in full sun, and it just burns up in full sun. If you go further down, and I can't remember exactly what island, but I'm going to say it's probably past the country club, so maybe like 10 down in that area, there's some ornamental grasses that are in mostly shade. And an ornamental grass is very similar to the grass you have in your yard. It really needs full sun. So those have declined and died back. Those are just a couple that I can think of off the top of my head, situations where it's kind of just wrong plant, wrong place.
So you guys are going to get together?
Yes.
And discuss that with your experience with, okay.
Yeah, and it's our intention to keep things running as they were previously with Brian and Stephanie before that and Jennifer, to do regular visits. I know Ms. Ragnini used to come with us every once in a while. We're still open to that. Obviously, it's your decision, but we want to do, you know, if not monthly, at minimum quarterly visits, and monthly would probably be good. Just do a drive-through with Guy and identify things that either we're doing right, we're doing wrong, areas that need improvement, and then we'll provide that report to Guy, and he can filter it down to you guys.
Yeah. Stephanie would come by and pick me up along with you or your representative, and but after she left, then Jennifer didn't pick up on that. I asked her if she's going to make regular trips, and she said she was, but I never got a call on it.
That's certainly something that I can reinstitute. I'm all for that. We've been in constant communication, and that's why I say I've gone through there and identified the areas where they seem to be in decline, and we've identified that it's, like he said, the wrong plan, wrong location, mm-hmm. or whatever. So what we want to do is make recommendations for some things that are going to give you a good bang for the buck. They're going to last hopefully longer than 3 years. We want to put in stuff that's going to look really bright, nice, and stay there and perform well. So we're doing a lot of research, and we're putting together a standard palette. So when we come to you with a recommendation, it's going to be well thought out. And we're doing audits and suggestions and
images.
I think, and exactly, with images. So if you want to do that, we can certainly do a monthly, and we can do a drive-through. I'm all for that.
Including the fountain arrows also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I've been involved since we started the contract here. I know we've had some turnover on our end as well. So there's kind of been a learning curve between our account managers and who's been overseeing it for you guys. But I remember, you know, how we've done it from day one. And I have, however you guys want to do it, we're open to that, and we'll make ourselves available.
Me too.
We start all over, it seems, every couple of years.
I did notice there's some dead pine trees, though, that look like they're either the branches are dead and they're kind of hanging, or the tree itself
in
is
kind
of in the medians.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we've
yeah.
had a couple of those in the past, and I know previously the city would contract directly, or TLBD would contract directly with an outside vendor to take those out. We can take a look at those and identify them and give you guys a price as well. Mm-hmm. I know we had a couple behind the fountain that we took care of, I believe, previously when it was Brian. But yeah, we'll make note of that and take a look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
I noticed in, what is it, the Island One, right past the fountains, there's a bush, and it's got like a palm leaf growing out of it.
So
and it's been there for months. It drives me crazy every time. I want to get out and pull
that.
It out.
It's right, it's a big wide section of bushes, and it's right, I saw it on my way here this afternoon.
Every time I go out, I'm going to stop and get out and pull out.
And every
yeah,
meeting.
I'm George. I've been here before, and I think we drive together. And
right.
I'm going to make sure that they take care of that. We'll be there tomorrow. We did a walk through, took some pictures, and made a report, so we're aware of those
okay.
little details that we need to take care of.
Every meeting I ask if you, on that first island, the three round, not by Burnhams. What are they? The Gustrums?
The Gustrums.
Yeah. They have moss hanging on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here at chest level. And it's so easy just to take that moss off of there.
Okay.
And but it's been there. And then yeah. as soon as you go a little further up, the tall palm that's got the diamond cut.
Yes.
You've got plants growing out. And I just wanted to have them pulled out so it's can enjoy that diamond cut without weeds growing through it.
Sure, no problem. We'll take care of that tomorrow. We'll be there in the meeting. So,
as I've come to be on this board, I've noticed that I've started to notice things that I didn't notice before, and I've thought, is there a direct way, as we notice things, to communicate with you guys aside from this quarterly meeting, which seems to be a relatively inefficient way of having the kind of communication where it's just quick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the history of that kind of dialogue? If citizens or residents would notice certain things?
Yeah, I can only speak. I've been the branch manager, so I haven't been the direct point of contact on this. But I know previously, I believe everything would filter through whoever, in this situation, mm-hmm. Guy, and then he would
yeah.
filter it to us,
yeah.
Brian and Stephanie
right.
previously. So to my understanding, that's how it always went.
Okay.
We're not opposed to, and I wouldn't be opposed if you would, if it's agreeable, we wouldn't have an issue if you contacted George directly with something. I don't have an issue with that. It's only five people. It's not like we have 100 residents that are getting his phone number and going to be calling him. So we're fine with that. If you want to, you know, we can provide that information and you can contact him directly, but I'll leave that between Guy and you guys, but we're not opposed to that.
And my contact information is online as well, whether it be email or telephone, and any of the resident calls that come in, regardless of who they go to, they come to me, and then I take action on them. So we're in communication throughout the city and within TLBD. And then I'm in touch with George probably 3 or 4 days a week. We talk and just chat about things. So
I think we should go through you.
I think we should too.
Yes, I do too.
And then you'll have an idea of everything.
Yes, yes.
In a first circle of. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. That works for us.
Yeah,
so we just need your email address, sure. Basically.
Absolutely. I'll make sure that it's in the minutes and distributed.
Mm-hmm. I can send it to you guys. That's no problem.
Okay. Great.
One other thing I wanted to commend is the Oviedo side looks very nice. So since October, at the end, I've been watching this ever since I've got on this board. And that Oviedo side just looks wonderful. I did not expect the city of Oviedo to step up in the way that they did. There are more plants there than I thought they were going to do. I thought they were just going to put a bunch of grass and take out some dead stuff. But they really outdid themselves.
They
so you guys deserve, you know, a round of applause. You did a great job on that.
I can't take credit because we didn't.
Well, the city did, and I want to thank the city.
I think Jennifer reached out to the city.
Beautiful. It looks beautiful. Even the people in Publix and the bank and everybody are just.
Yeah, we reached out to Oviedo a couple of times and deaf ears, but apparently they have a new, just like anywhere else, it's some new group in charge, and they realize it. That really looked bad. Mm-hmm. And so now it's it was night and day between Tuscola and Oviedo.
It's kind of seamless now. Yeah. It looks good.
Oh, it looks fabulous.
Yeah. So. It's a gateway to our city, and it's something that we should take pride in. Mm-hmm. And I do. I really do. I'm very passionate, and I've gotten involved with all of the contractors. And like I said, I'm taking a very active role. And with Annetta's help in procurement, we're making sure that we've got a level of standard, you know, or an expectation that's here, and it's here across the board, and we're going to get it. So things, I think you'll see continued improvements.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about the country club entrances because that is why we all lived in Tuscola, because we are a country club. So if you could spruce that up a little bit.
We just put the new flowers in yesterday. So
oh, you did? Okay, I haven't been down there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Give those
good.
A couple weeks. They're a little short right now.
Well, that's good. Nobody's going to complain about height.
Yeah, so give them a couple weeks. Yeah, we had to be nice.
I thought,
good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll
perfect
go down
size,
and take a look at them.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did the mulch as well. So we have fresh mulch, the flowers. And like I said, I'm very available all the time. So whenever guys has any problems, you know, I just come around and we address the issues very, very quick. So we are here to help you.
Will we be involved in any of the plantings, like, that you choose, Guy? Yes.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the, like, communication-wise, I would like to, we just started, I just actually took this over just a few weeks ago, so I've just been very active recently, and we just got the plan put together. We've got some options, and we're putting some budgets together. So what I'll do is work with Antonia and find a way to put things together in a way that, you know, so I can present it to you guys and you guys can vote on it if you wish or however you want to do it. And I'll make sure that it's not overwhelming, that it's going to be a good selection. It's going to be a hearty, high-performing plan and fiscally responsible. So I'll try to vet everything so when it comes to you guys are making a decision based upon, you know, small criteria, you know, a couple of different selections that you're going to be happy either way.
Okay.
So, come spring, when the weather starts to change, is that's probably when you're going to do made any big change of plans for? So you could present that to us at March's meeting, or would that be too late?
No, March would be okay. Yeah, that would be fine. And then we could, you know, if it's approved, we could schedule the work for, you know, April. That would be fine. That wouldn't be too late. I mean. You know, you almost have 12-month growing season here. You can plant literally year-round unless we get some sort of freak cold snap, which happens, once every 5 years. So I don't feel uncomfortable planting stuff this time of year. But, you know, you guys need to vote on it and all that stuff. So, yeah, I understand March would be would be fine.
Well, this is for, like, if you're going to change, say, the fountain foliage, you know, something that's major like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some larger trees. Mm-hmm. But the minor stuff, like changing out gingers, you know, that, and putting something else in there that's shade tolerant.
Yeah, we could do it now. I would, it's always preferable to try and do it all at once, just for cost reasons and logistics and all that stuff. But if we need to do them, if we need to break it up, we can do that as well.
I mean, if something needs to be done, and you have to do it, you know,
okay,
just do it. But then any major things that you can do on the big planting, we'll just do it, plant it all in.
Sure.
So when you move these plants, say the ginger, mm-hmm, do you take the plants that are already there and physically move them? Or you just rip them out and you start over? How does
that
work?
At this point, in that one location, there's really not a lot left.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're not a big proponent of transplanting stuff, because you're going to move something that's established. There's a cost involved with moving it, and then we can't warranty it that it's going to live. By the time you do all that, you're cheaper just to buy a new 3-gallon plant that we're, you know, that we know has a good survivability rate. So if it's something small, sometimes you can move them, but bigger stuff that's established, it's really, sometimes it's not worth it.
Okay. And I've heard a couple of different comments made here which have prompted a question in my mind, and from the guy who's now at his second board meeting, this may be a question out of ignorance. Are our vendors clear on the types of things that they need board approval for versus the types of things that they can just do as needed? Do you feel like you're clear on that? Maybe I'm not the one who's not clear, or is that something that, because I've heard some suggestions, we'll give you guys an opportunity to vote on this versus other things we'll just kind of do as needed on a daily basis. I certainly don't think everything needs to come before this board for a vote to do everything, but I'm just wondering, this is mainly perhaps only for my own personal education here. Are you clear on the types of things that you would need approval from this board for versus the types of things that you could just do?
So everything typically in the past has filtered through the person that was in Guy's position, and we would receive an approval from him. Now, if he had the ability to approve it without going to you, I don't know, but everything that we would get
approval. That's maybe a question for Guy,
yes,
then.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
And I do, and that's the one thing that I was proposing. It's like a 15% to 20% across the board down Winter Springs Boulevard.
Okay.
So that's why I want to present it to you, because it's on a higher value.
Okay.
Where the smaller things, where there's dead plantings and stuff, we handle that as a matter of just a course of business.
Okay, so that more has as a function of the expense.
More of a capital improvement.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Yep.
And just to give you guys a heads up kind of on some upcoming things that we're going to be doing, obviously, grass cutbacks, any of the ornamental grasses, the ones that are performing well, we'll be cutting those back here in the next couple months. And then some of the ornamental, or not ornamental, but some of the flowering plants that we have up and down the boulevard really need to be taken back. It's not quite time to do that yet, but in the next probably month and a half, we'll really cut those back hard, which is going to flush out and look really nice in the spring. But we need to do it. They haven't been done in probably 2 years. So some of the thrialis, which is about this tall and it has a little yellow flower on them, mm-hmm, those really need to be cut in, mm-hmm, half. The plumbago, which gets the purple and the white flowers on them, we need to cut those down in half. So some of this stuff is going to look unsightly. Just bear in mind that it's a necessary evil. We need to do it.
Yeah. Short term.
Yeah.
Short term with long term.
So if you see stuff that sticks and twigs, and it's going to be that way for a reason.
Very good.
Okay. Sounds like we have a plan.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Well, what we've done before, too, is Terry is an expert in finance, and she's been, through discussion and agreement, our go-to person and with the city to keep track of it in between meetings. Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar with the plants, and so in between meetings, if there's questions on plants, particularly when I used to take the ride, but if you wanted to, so I could actually be there. And so the board entrusted me to, you know, if it's economical or feasible along with yourselves, to replace what's needed. Or if I'm not there, you know, replace it and then we'll see what it was. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we've done it, you know, because it's just too long of a space. And we're not allowed to talk to each other.
Yeah, only meeting every quarter, and we can't talk to each other outside this meeting.
I see you public, I'm running the other way.
Go away, run away, get down.
Those are the rules. So. Okay, anything else you guys?
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're doing what you're supposed to.
Great, you know? Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And so, Public Works, guys.
Finance here.
And guys, who's representing Public Works?
It was an error.
Yeah, that was a typo. That was not. Yeah,
Brian,
no.
We don't have a replacement for Brian Fields and or engineering.
You want to take care of that? Thank you. can you handle that?
There's succession plans for all of them. Bryant Smith has replaced the city engineer. Bryant has been here for at least the last 4 or 5 years. Keep in mind, the underlying team has not changed. I'm sorry. I apologize. My name is Sean Boyle. I'm the finance director and administrative services. Keep in mind that Kelly's been here for longer than I have. Kevin Smith is still here, obviously. He's been here for 14 years. I've been here for 10 years. Your underlying team is still here. We have one face change, and that was Jennifer. So we there has been no drop balls, if you will. We're on top of it. Lena Rivera is Kip Luckoff. She's been here now for 2 years. She now rules or directs utilities and public works. So Kelly is representing the TLDB from a finance standpoint and has been here, as you all know, she's been here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
There was question on the voltage and the two pools.
Okay.
And Brian was handling that, and he's gone, and I didn't know if anybody in the city is familiar with that, because there was a question on whether the high voltage was secure and the pool were no one electrocuted.
I was at that meeting also. Guy will be handling that. So I understand what the concern is. I'll give him a chance to catch up and look into it, but I know exactly what you're referring to, whether it was grounded properly and whether it was high voltage, low voltage. I think at the time we were talking about possibly changing out the light fixtures and to LED, and there was a significant cost associated with that.
Right. And more the safety than the anything else.
Right. What we can do is we can have Guy look into it, and at the next meeting, he can give you an update on it. I have all the information from Brian that he was working on, so there hasn't been any lapse there either. I can convey that to Guy, and we'll come back and present at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, does anybody have more questions or comments on these items?
I have one. I don't know if I should bring it up now or not, but I went to walk my dog at night, and my lights are out. The Duke Energy light poles are out. I have the three numbers of the poles. I mean, it's like totally dark
you
with
can
these
pass
two
it
big
on
old
the guy.
Goldens. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. You want them now?
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's pole number 815918, and that's on White Dove. Next to the former commissioner Ken Greenberg's home. There's pole number A93680. That's on Wood Duck Drive. And pole number 815907, that's also on Wood Duck Drive. So with all those, two of those kind of out, it's so dark around that corner. And then everybody's house lights are out. And
I'll make contact with you. I'm sure they're pretty prompt with their bills. So.
Yeah. we pay enough money. I just want to make sure. And I'll walk around some other neighborhoods. So if I see any more lights out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
It's just really,
not,
you know,
I'm
it's really dark.
I'm not the official spokesperson of this at all, but I want to let you know that we do have an individual who drives around the entire city and records. Right now, we're struggling with Duke a little bit to get their attention to replace some of these things. But we do have somebody driving around recording, but we appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's always good when people cross-reference and let us know when the lights are out. But.
Okay. That's all I had.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Absolutely. I've been at a little over 4 months, so I've got a ton of things, and like I said, I'm excited. There's a lot of opportunities, and it's all been really good, and I'm working across all the departments with all the people, so it's working really well.
Excellent. Yeah. It's good to have you.
Thanks. A lot of energy right now.
You can tell. He's ready to go. Sign him up.
We're excited.
Are there any more comments on the plantings, or everything seems to be running smooth, pretty much?
Looks good.
Okay. So do we have any public input at the end of the meeting?
Good evening. Kevin McCann, representing the Tuscola Homeowners Association. Good evening. How
good
are you guys? Welcome.
Thank you.
Both of you. Yeah, Anita as well. I have a couple of kind of unresolved things, if I can address a couple of quick things. First, the lighting, actually, that just the coincidence you brought that up. The next issue of Tuscola Today is going to have a picture of a light pole, and it will have a website. You can contact, any resident can contact Duke directly. You can also, there's a website that will be listed in Tuscola Today. You can simply go to a website, enter the pole number, hit enter, and they know about it.
Huh, interesting.
So, yeah, right?
How long do I wait that way versus going to the
city? You can always just bother. Yeah, you can bother these
I may
guys,
want to
right?
go to the city.
But you can, residents, and I've done it, you can just call them or go online and just, you type in the number, or you give them the number, and it's taken care of.
Good to know.
A couple of unfinished issues that Jennifer was working on. One was down the islands on Winter Springs Boulevard, on the end caps where the red pavers, and she had started, or the city had started, to pressure wash and did like a half of one or two of them, like as a test run, and now it looks kind of funky. So I think that's one of those projects that got started and then stopped. So if we could ask the city maybe to take a look at that.
That's on my list of things to do. And
great, okay.
On my list to
awesome.
Washing the papers. Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Let's see. Okay, at my last couple of meetings as a member of this board, we had talked a great deal about a game plan. We had approved funds. We had taken some steps towards, I think we'd tentatively talked about a four-stage plan. We had approved some money. We had approved some projects, particularly on the south end of the fountains, right? On that strip where the fence is. So one's chain link, one's wood, some's painted green, some is, right, and all that. So Jennifer had put in trees.
Mm-hmm.
Several of which have subsequently died. They're brown.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
that.
Or they're half brown. You know what I mean? They're pretty rough.
There's one completely brown. I saw one tipped over about 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So are they under warranty or no?
I think the point's made. And I guess for the homeowners, we'd like to see this project remain a priority. And that, again, That $50,000 that we had in capital improvements that was approved to be spent and then wasn't spent, certainly I want to encourage fiscal responsibility. This board has always done a fair job in keeping that in mind. But I think that a lot of that money was specifically earmarked for repairs and irrigation and things for that particular spot. Hmm. I just would encourage you, let's not forget that that really is a priority and that we need to continue moving on it. We now have to go back and repair damage again. And this is that cycle that we've been going through for the last 10 years of where we do something and then they die and we kind of hodgepodge it. If I can just encourage you in as friendly, neighborly way as I can, is that we have a plan so we're not wasting money and just replacing trees and replace, and it still looks bad. And mm-hmm. and that's really the if we can have a game plan.
I thought there was irrigation to each one of those trees.
I think that irrigation for one section. Remember, it was a four-stage plan, and then there were some things that were approved. We approved the first stage, and then we and didn't want to move any further, but we got that first stage done. Maybe we could, or maybe you guys can review what exactly was supposed to be done with that first stage. I mean, I've got a list here, tree work, landscaping, irrigation, some general maintenance. That budget was 13.5. And I think a great deal of it was done, but then it's kind of like some of the stuff has died. Did the irrigation actually work?
Now, yeah. I wasn't on the board at the time. Would you be willing to send that plan to me? And
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never seen it. I'd be interested in taking a look at what the plan was.
It should be in the minutes, actually.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it should be. The whole intent was that we,
in July, I think,
as a community, or you as a board, or the city as employees, that we came up with a game plan. That south side of the fountains needed a great deal of attention. We've had flooding issues. We've had dead plant issues. We've had a lot of different issues, and we started moving in that direction. And I think with the loss of Jen and things, mm-hmm. things have in fact fallen apart. And well, not fallen apart. That's too strong. It just maybe stagnated a little.
Needs a champion.
Yeah.
She planted the cypress trees there,
right?
Because they grow big, and the whole goal is, by the time I'm gone and under a plant, those things will be big enough to cover all those that. Okay, but in the meantime, you know, it's an eyesore, and so to fix that eyesore would be for us to foot the bill for fixing all those or putting one type of fence across there. That would be if it was a regular wooden fence that would last long enough until the trees grew. It would be a fair expense, but not extraordinary, because the panels aren't that expensive. And if it depends on, you know, the labor, mostly putting it in the ground. We did put that one section in there that was really bad and painted it green or something. But we never had plans to actually fix those fences. It was just wait till the trees grow. And most of them are green and they're growing, except, you know, there's an acacia, there's one that's dead, and that, you know, I don't know, have you seen the big dead side, so that has to be replaced. It doesn't even have to be asked, it's just got to be done.
Yes.
And I guess there should be irrigation for all that. That was all planned for every one of those trees.
I'll confirm
that.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever monitored the water source to make sure that the water was actually hitting the plants?
I can't answer that.
I mean, I know Jennifer said that there was a water source in there. They put one in there.
Yes.
So they should have. Do we know if the water is even hitting it?
So the only thing I can comment to is we did put together that plan, and we had it broken up into four stages, and it included proper irrigation for everything that went. What's down there now is temporary, and I'm not even sure if it's operational. My understanding is it was put in before we were the contractor, when the original, they put in some palms and some oaks and some cypress down through there. There was some temporary irrigation that was put in down through there. When we took on the project, I don't think it was operational at that point.
So you don't think it's operational now?
I can't.
What did we pay $11,000 for?
Then we paid all that money for all those trees with the understanding that that was in place.
So I don't know who, I don't know who did that work because we weren't contracted to do any of that down through there, the tree work, the installations, or any of the irrigation. And even on the last round when the trees were put in, we didn't install those. We didn't do any of that work. So I don't know who it was.
There's another project.
Kelly, maybe. Kelly could look.
Okay. Thank you, thank you.
Obviously, we can look at that plan that we put together originally that we felt confident in and making sure that the irrigation was proper and that we would have proper coverage and all that good stuff so that we could warranty the material. We'd be glad to dig that up, revisit it, make sure it's still accurate. And if you guys would like a copy of it, we can provide it to Guy as well.
Yeah, and everything that we've been doing before is now...
Now we need a new plan.
Got it. Well, you got to pick... Look it all up, and
we need a new plan.
Yes,
here we are.
I know the irrigation that was down through there was very, very basic, very temporary. It was above ground. It wasn't how we would have done it. Let's just put it that way.
Even last time I worked with Brian, I showed him that they have rotors over there, so it's not even covering the plants. It's just like going over there, and they have like a spaghetti tube in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a good irrigation system. It's just like improvised.
So you guys are coming back here in April to show us the standard plans or the layout that y'all are going to kind of say these are plans we suggest that go here. Can you come back with a plan that's, that helps our homeowners and says, hey, this fence is really ugly here with not much we could do about it because it's the homeowner's property? You know, can we price a fence maybe or whatever you can come up with a suggestion, trees, hedges, something?
Guy can handle that.
Yeah, just trees, something.
No problem.
And then let us kind of, you know, draw around and go, nope, we really would like one here or something else. Yeah.
We'll revisit
like
with
Google
Guy.
Sketch.
Yeah, we'll revisit with Guy the original plan that we put together about a year ago and we can go from there. See what works for everybody.
And I guess there's no rebate on the dead tree, right? I mean, it's gone, right?
There are multiple dead trees, not just one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Huh.
Yeah, and part of it is the irrigation.
Yeah, you know, we had a good rainy season, so the trees, I was impressed that the trees were all doing so well. But when the rain stopped and the irrigation apparently hasn't really taken over, we're starting to. So that should be a priority is before we lose more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure that whatever we think we're going to do 2 years from now down there, we plan now to make sure that the infrastructure is there, especially from the irrigation standpoint, to support something that you may want to do all the way at the end in 5 years. That's the whole – that was our thing from the start is we just want to do this little section now, but maybe we want to do this in years. We have to plan on worst-case scenario now, especially with irrigation. That way we're not coming back through in 2 or 3 years and having to redo
throw
it
away.
Because we put the wrong size pipe in and all that good stuff. And so it's just, it needs to be well thought out, and we put some time into it when we did it originally. So we'll, like I said, we'll revisit that.
Yeah, we'll revisit.
I remember when you guys came in and we had this, and it was, all together it was expensive, but it was spread out over several years.
Yeah, and that included irrigation, tree removals, and then new plantings as well. So it was pretty comprehensive as far as, the point that I tried to make originally is, at the fountains there, we kind of need to be a little more fancy, but the further down you get, it doesn't need to be lushly planted that entire way. So
it needs to be green, and it needs to not look at those ugly
and
fences.
That was what our intent was. So
yeah,
I think that's why we left all the plants at the very end. Just leave them.
Yeah, just remove the dead trees and get rid of the hazardous stuff, and that was it.
Yeah.
Very good public input.
So they did do some tree work, so probably we're going to revise our tree, work that we originally proposed, because I know Jennifer did some tree work over there, so.
Maybe your list of trees has some good trees in there.
Yeah, we revise that and get back to you next meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Am I
you're still up.
You're still up.
so again,
you're
I guess
still there.
I certainly know many of you, and I know that fiscal responsibility is very much in the front of your minds. That you're responsible and that's what you're looking at. And when we, plant trees and then they die and then we have to redo the thing. So what we had talked about, they had given us one proposal that was astronomical, and then they came back with a second proposal at our next meeting, and that had gone down. That it came in at about $70,000, and we discussed loosely that being spread out over 4 years, so it was about 18 grand a year. At any rate, the most important thing was to have a game plan the irrigation was the first step. Actually, clearing a bunch of the stuff was first. Second, or almost coinciding, was irrigation, and it was my belief we approved that $13,000 for the irrigation system. So that money, maybe it wasn't spent, maybe part of it was spent, I'm not sure what the
government. Because it was our, we can't move until the irrigation is in.
I thought it was spent, and too.
Is that what he was referring to when he said it was done in a shoddy kind of way, the previous?
Yeah, I believe Jennifer went with a different company. She kept calling them bubblers, and it was meant to be a temporary solution just to get them kind of going. All of that information is in the minutes and attachments of those quotes that she brought.
Mm-hmm.
We had a special meeting, I think, to discuss
yeah,
it
we
exactly.
Did.
Yeah,
in
that's
May.
Right.
It was
we
in
even
May.
Scheduled a
so
special
those
meeting.
Minutes and audio are available on the website to you
okay.
to sort of review Guy equally to kind of catch up. So it was done by a different company because I think initially their price was like, ooh,
yeah.
oh God. You know, and obviously in her career she had contacts, so it was kind of like a workaround, so that's why they're not familiar with it.
Okay.
So, yeah, and so then really in closing, really the biggest bit, whether, it, I don't know that we necessarily, the board discussed, you know, fencing and all that kind of difference, I think Ted Johnson had brought up the podocarpus, if I'm pronouncing it right, just running that down as a hedge, which grows thick, heavy, it's green, it's hardy, and it's a real thick hedge. We just, boom, put that in something other than this cycle that we've been going on for
honestly,
years.
About 4 years ago, we planted a hedge of podocarpus, and those plants were probably about this big, and now they're probably 3 feet above the fence line.
Yes.
And the more you top them, the thicker they get on the bottom, and it makes a phenomenal
wall.
Plus, they drop seeds, and more come up. And right. they just get thick.
And you can either prune them out so they're hedge-like, or you just let them go. And in their natural state, I think they're beautiful.
What are they called?
Podocarpus.
If you go to Starbucks on the right, they got a whole row of them separating them from the shopping center.
Yeah. So at any rate, yeah.
Like
so
those.
To, again, the fiscal responsibility and things like Tom had said about, you know, down on the end, and, you know, it's green, it's pretty. It's that's not a priority.
Yeah, that's
you know,
not
it's
a priority.
If we can stage it out one stage at a time, remaining fiscally responsible, but have a game plan step by step, and okay.
But getting the irrigation system in place first is
yeah.
a must.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Can anybody else think of projects that we were working on? That now that Jennifer's gone, she had a lot of ideas and stuff.
I do believe at the last meeting, Brian confirmed that the lighting is safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's safe. Just to reiterate that.
I remember that.
So I think that in terms of like safety and the grounding, so you can walk in and you're not going to like.
Right. I just wanted someone
that.
Who's here now.
Yeah, to become familiar.
To
absolutely.
Verify that.
Absolutely.
Who gave the go ahead? That was safe. It was a certified electrician's or,
absolutely.
Or whatever.
Now is zzz the technical term for it?
Yeah, fountain doctors uses that. Yeah.
I'm not.
Like D-Z-Z-Z-Z-T.
Any more items? Thoughts? We'll be seeing you all until April now. So.
Wow.
The birds will be chirping.
April 17th.
Mm-hmm. 17th.
Okay. Okay. Then meeting adjourned.